Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roni. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jeff Roni, and you are in the Roni Zone, and I have the privilege, at least they know that thus far, to interview Angela and Jen from the Anomaly podcast.
So, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Privilege, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
And we're honored to be on your podcast.
We're very excited. This is our first interview.
Really?
Yes.
I'm actually very surprised.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Well, fantastic. Hopefully this won't be your last. So.
We hope so as well. You just have to watch out for us, though, because we talk a lot. That's why we have to do a podcast.
No. That is no problem. I suffer from that disease as well. So, all right. So we have Angela and Jen from the Anomaly podcast, and I still have trouble spelling it. So, but I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
So the reason you guys came up on my radar is you guys make no sense. And let me explain. Let me explain. You are two well-adjusted females.
Yes.
Okay. Now I didn't stop there, but I continued with, and you like science fiction.
Yes.
And you're married.
Yes.
There are so many things that generally don't really go together in that. Do you find that? Because of all those things that line up, that there are very few in your niche that what we're talking about right here.
Oh, I guess.
Go ahead, Angela.
No, go ahead, please.
I think that's a myth we're out to squash.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of women who like science fiction. They just know that it's okay for men to like science fiction, but not so much okay for women. So most of them are in the closet.
Okay.
What do you think, Angela?
Well, I don't know. I think that generally it is still something that men do. I thought it was a lot weirder when I was about 20, and one night I would go out dancing with my friends, and the next night I would stay home and watch First Contact. I mean, so it was weirder then than it is now that I'm married and settled down a little bit. But I do think that it is a little weird, and I think we recognize that. But I do think that that everyone has their thing that they're into. This just happens to be what we're into. And we hope that we can let other women know that it is cool to come out and be nerdy. And we hope that we can let men know that they're not alone out there, that there are women that share their interests, and that hopefully they'll know that and hopefully find one.
I'm not trying to make a statement, but I just want to highlight the point that you said, come out. And and I just want to say this, that there are times that females in their life, they try to really fit in and be cool. And so anything that's different, it does have a bit of a stigma. I would say to be a female and to also be into science fiction. Correct me?
Yes.
I mean, at this point right now... So.
Yeah, there's a little bit of stigma on science fiction in general, even for guys, though. I mean, I think if some guys, if they are a little bit more into it than I guess what people would consider an average person should be, they might be a little ostracized as well. I mean, I don't know if ostracized is the right word, but it seems a little odd, in other words. And so
the stereotype is more
stereotype.
Attached to them.
But I think this kind of goes back to one of our podcasts. I think it's the first one we put on iTunes about hiding your geek. Mm-hmm. That it's something that I, in the past, I guess, 10, 15 years, it's just part of who I am. And
sure.
I'm fine with it. And so I just don't think.
I'm the one that's a little more recent to being
outed.
Pretty much, outed and proud of the fact that I'm a geek or an anomaly, as we like to call it.
Okay. Now, I'm having a bit of trouble. I'm going to do the best I can. I mean, I wish there was like a bell that both of you could ring.
Sorry.
When one of you talks or something else. But you ladies sound a little similar. And so let's kind of break you apart and let's kind of focus on each one of you for a second. Okay. Sure. Angela.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Angela, you... I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be a guy here. Now, Angela is the wonderful lady with the longer hair at this point,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, you are the, are you the artist?
Well, we're both artists,
right?
But I'm a theater director.
Okay. Okay. So you are a theater person. You work in that area.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. So, give me five words that would describe you, Angela.
Oh my gosh. now I feel like I'm on the spot. I am unfortunately very loud, and these are all bad things. I'm loud and opinionated,
no,
and I guess I'm kind of fearless when it comes to certain things.
okay.
I don't know. I can't think of any
fine.
Words. I'm a little more the person who's gonna. I like to bring people out. That's kind of part of my thing.
Okay.
With Jen, I'm just not. I'm uninhibited.
Gotcha.
That's the best way.
Okay, and you are married to a wonderful gentleman.
I am.
Okay. Excellent. Now, do you have a family? You're just married at this point, or?
I do. I have a young man. His name is Russell James, and he is 8 months old right
Excellent.
Now.
Great.
So that's our first baby, and he has a giant stand-up R2-D2 C-3PO in his room.
Starting early. Okay, excellent.
Yes, we're start early.
Enjoy that. And so that's fantastic. Let's switch gears, and then we'll throw both of you back in there, and we'll just keep going. Jen.
Sure. Yes.
How are you, Jen?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm fantastic. Now, awesome. you have the shorter hair.
Yes.
At this point that I can see in the photos.
Yes.
Because sometimes you ladies like to change your hair. And I'm married to a wonderful lady, so I kind of get that whole thing. I understand. So, Jen, five words or three or so that describe you.
Well, I am a antisocial creative who is very concerned about what people think of her.
Okay.
And I try not to be. And I don't know. I've always been semi-popular, so it's been difficult for me to be that geek, you know, and not care what other people think. So I don't know. I always gravitate to people like Angela because they bring out the best in me. And so, that's me, I guess. I don't know what else to add to that.
I was just thinking that we should have said five things about each other. Cause I think
exactly.
It would have been nicer.
Right.
That's a good point. I think you're right. I think friends know more about the other than
they
you
do.
Know about themselves. So, but Jen, you're married as well.
Yes.
Okay. And you're just married. Do you have a family or?
No, David and I haven't started a family yet, but
okay.
We are thinking of doing so soon.
Okay.
So.
No pushing. I know about pushing and families and people and stress and all. No stress for me. I'm just asking questions. That's all. Okay.
Okay.
So your show really has a great combination. Because Angela's really out front, raring to go, and Jen is there with the creative edge, and I think you both really accent each other well. So,
thank you.
That was the one thing, first of all, that I really loved about Anomaly is that it was from a female perspective, which is rare. I don't know that there's another just sci-fi show from a female perspective at all, ever, period.
Well, we've listened to a few.
Okay.
A couple.
Yeah, Angela.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know about what Jen thought, but what I've noticed is that they either tend to be, I mean, seriously, I heard one podcast where they were like, oh, he's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was That's awesome. Oh, that mm-hmm. sucks. And it was not yeah. very where we really wanted to get into it. I mean, now I'm not going to be shy. I like the way Hilo looks without a shirt on, but I'm not shy about saying that, but that's not the only thing I'm going to talk about.
Right.
You know, I'm very interested in how things go together. I've been interested in sci-fi for a very long time and how stories are put together. And I think sci-fi does that in a really good way. So I'm very happy to talk about things intellectually and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think all the stuff we listened to was very, on the surface, it was very surface. But I have heard some women who are co-hosts that I mm-hmm. really like.
Yes.
On podcasts.
Like Marjorie on sure. Star Wars Action News.
Absolutely. And that was kind of my next point is that there's, mm-hmm. there's a lot of great female co-hosts
mm-hmm.
that really add a lot to the mix.
Oh yeah.
But I got to tell you, I got a lot of props for you to kind of just shoving out doing it. without thinking, oh my gosh, you know, we need a guy to kind of, you know, head the thing up and all this kind of stuff. And I really hand it to you, ladies. You know, you just started, and that's fantastic. So,
well, thank you very much. I don't know that we ever really thought it was going to happen, but we just kept plugging yeah. away. And Jen especially is very dedicated and has pushed me to do it when I have like millions of other things to do. And I'm very, very happy that she did, because I'm very happy that we do mm-hmm. this. And it's a release, and it's so great for us to do. It's so fun for us to do.
It's important, and you ladies need to keep going. So that's my wind beneath your wings to keep keep going. So
thank you.
Okay. So let's talk about the five proudest moments in sci-fi TV and movies.
We talked about this to do it kind of together. So Jen's going to do the first two.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to go? All
yes.
right. Luke turns his father to the light side. I think that was a very proud moment.
Okay.
And number two, Picard wins the trial in Measure of a Man in Star Trek The Next Generation, which was,
so
yes, the debate to take Data as a machine and dissect him and see how he was made. And the debate was, no, he's actually an autonomous person. You cannot do that to him. Hmm. So that
because
was a problem. He's
a life form. Yeah. Awesome.
Very good.
Angela, would you like to continue?
Sure. And the third one that we came up with was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I know it's not technically sci-fi, but I think it goes into the anomaly idea about Buffy being just a girl who happens to have to save the world all the time. And Joss Whedon is one of my favorite people ever, so I have to put that in there. Also, Battlestar Galactica Exodus Part 2, when that ship comes down.
The Battlestar?
All of the budget for Battlestar Season 3 happens in that 3 seconds, and it's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Galaxy Quest, when the nerdy kid is talking through the communicator to the captain, and he says, "I knew it! It's real! I knew it!" And he's helping him guide through the thing. I just find that hilarious. And we, you know, we talked about it on our podcast about Galaxy Quest, but that just cracks me up. And it just, that's how all of us feel.
Yeah.
We know that one day we're going to be vindicated.
I totally agree. Galaxy Quest was one of those movies that I kind of drug myself to go see. And I said, you know, it's going to be dumb. It's going to be dumb. It's, and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. I said, you know, this is pretty good. Yeah. I mean, this has got, you know, Tool Man Taylor, and then we got, you know, everybody's in there, and I was pleasantly surprised, and yeah, at the end of that, I just went, oh, that is so awesome. You know, this, oh, that's just so cool. And they were talking about how they designed the ship and the video game, and oh man, it's funny.
Yeah,
it was definitely a geek out moment.
It was a huge geek out moment. It's funny. Geeks have to learn to just kind of keep their mouth shut because they'll start saying stuff. Hey, there's the there's the commander from Battlestar Galactica and Lost. Oh my gosh, what's she doing there? You know. So anyway, all right. Now we go to the dark side. What are the five not so proudest moments in sci-fi TV and movies?
Go ahead, Jen.
Everything costs money, and we want to offer this to you. It's a support page, support.ronizone.com. There's two ways that we would ask that you would help support us. One is just a PayPal link, and you can donate any amount you'd like through PayPal. The other way is to buy products from our other links to affiliates that we offer on that page as well. We really appreciate it. Everything costs money, and we want to continue to keep these shows free, so we offer this to you. Please visit our support.ronizone.com page to help support us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. What are the five not-so-proudest moments in sci-fi TV and movies?
Go ahead, Jen.
Okay. Let's see if Jeff can guess this.
No.
which one? I mean, there's. I mean,
the
Emperor falling down.
No.
Vader.
Darth Vader. Okay. The end of Revenge of the Sith. The Frankenstein moment in Revenge of the Sith.
I was so embarrassed.
Embarrassing.
I was embarrassed about that.
The only way I could get my mind around it is that there was an intern who actually directed that scene. And Lucas was out playing golf or getting his shirts fixed or something. And, you know, let's let the intern direct that scene. So,
and while we're on the Star Wars, this was not originally in our top five, but I have to mention the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was our most recent episode of Anomaly as well.
And that's
true. And so our second one is. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, the longest scene in Star Trek, the motion picture, where they're approaching the Enterprise and it takes 10 million years for them to actually get to the Enterprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was pretty horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the third one, I just have two words and everyone will understand. Fat Lee. Mm. I mean, what was the reason for that at all? Also the Sci-Fi Channel movies like Mansquito. Although some people find them interesting, I think they make all of us look silly sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I really think this is the most embarrassing, horrible thing that ever happened, and that was the canceling of Firefly on Fox.
Yes, definitely.
So, yep.
All right. And I think we've lived through all those, and we're better people, I think.
Captain. Incoming message.
Hello, this is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. Who is on this line? Hello? Identify
Hello,
yourself.
Angela.
Who? Who is this here?
This is Angela. How are you?
Hello, Angela. This is Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. Hello. What are you wearing? I only ask because I need to specify... What kind
Wait
of
a minute,
life,
Jean-Luc.
Life
Wait a
form?
Minute. Stop
Wait a
talking
minute.
To her. I want you to talk to me now.
I'm wearing my I'm not lazy, I'm just out of mana t-shirt.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I'm taking this down. Is Jen there also?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Hello, Jen.
Well, hello.
Same question, please.
I am wearing a Starfleet Academy t-shirt. That Angela got me from Star Trek The Experience in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, that cheap ride. Yes, excellent.
That was not cheap.
Well, we had nothing to do with that, actually. Do you know what it's like to be a starship captain?
No.
Do you know what it's like to be a starship captain with Whoopi Goldberg on the ship?
Always telling you what to do.
I have to tell you. There are times I wish I could get an X-Wing and fly away. Sometimes being a starship captain is really not good.
I thought y'all were pretty tight. I thought y'all were pretty tight there, Jean-Luc.
Only when the camera's running. Now, I understand you have this show called Anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
I love saying that, Anomaly.
Anomaly.
I do. I love it.
Good.
There was one time I went out with number two. Oh, I mean number one. Sorry. Number one. I blew that joke. That was awful. I need to come back and do Shakespeare in the parking lot.
Now, you know, that reminds me of the scene in Austin Powers. Who works for number two?
This bit is falling apart rather quickly. I need to move on. Do you notice that a lot of the creatures in Star Trek have messed up foreheads and noses? Do you notice?
Yes.
What is that? That's weird. Anyway, what I want to say is Anomaly is a wonderful show. And
Thank you.
We play it often in the Enterprise. And when Roni's on radio is not available. So we do enjoy your show, and we just want to say live long and prosper.
Thank you.
And live long, peace and long life.
I must go because my Skype credits are running out. I must go. Goodbye.
Goodbye, John Lee.
Transfer complete.
What in the heck is... Hello?
Hello?
Angela and Jen, are you still there?
Something weird happened. Oh. We don't know.
That was really bizarre, man.
I thought Skype had gone off the internet, too. Podango and Skype. I don't know. It's crazy.
Someone contacted... You know what's so funny? And I love him so much. But if he's from France, why does he have a British accent?
Exactly.
I asked the same question myself. But, you know, those actor types, you know, they play all kind of roles. I don't know. It's funny. Did Whoopi...
But no matter what, if you are from the past, present, or if you're from the past or future or a different country than America, you always have a British accent.
Well, true. Right.
It's the rule.
Even
and in Star Wars, you're evil if you have a British accent, except for Obi-Wan.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
All these... Did Will Wheaton talk to you, too?
Will Wheaton? No.
Okay. Thank God. I think they locked him in the holodeck. Okay.
Oh, we like...
You're the only one.
We have a never will be heard podcast about Will Wheaton.
Yes.
I think I'm going to make up shirts. I hate Will.
No.
At the bottom, it's like, you know what we're talking about. Okay. All right. So Angela and Jen, how did you two meet? There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Podcasting. It's the Red Boy Podcast.
You know what you're talking about.
We're all morons of the world.
Aside from God.
Like we need it.
We are here. Amy, how are you, my love? Nice to see you again.
Blah, blah, blah.
Podcast.
Like we need it.
His name is
Red Boy.
It's the Red Boy Podcast.
From the cornfields.
Featuring the best part of the show.
Podcasting like they need it.
Your window onto the boulevard of the cornfields of Central Illinois. That's right. It's the Red Boy Podcast. Featuring Absolute Amy.
Okay, take one, go ahead.
Shark-infested waters.
Hold it. It's snark. Snark-infested waters.
Snark. Snark-infested waters. Okay, got it.
Take two.
Snark-infested waters, where faith, art, and fandom... No, wait a minute.
What's wrong now?
Do I have to go to church to listen to this show?
No. Taylor Kent, the host of Snark-infested Waters, he discusses his faith from time to time. But you don't have to go to church just to listen.
Okay. Take three. Snark-infested waters, where faith, art, and fandom collide. Wow, all in one show?
Uh-huh. One more take, please, Darth.
Sure. Snark-infested waters, where faith, art, and fandom collide. Because, you know, when you're a confused Dark Lord of the Sith like me, you need all the help you can get.
Snark-infested waters at thesnarkyavenger.com.
Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni's on Radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.roniezone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. All right, that was part one of our interview with Angela and Jen from the Anomaly Podcast. And next week, we will have part two. So thanks for listening, and be sure to come back or subscribe so you don't miss anything. So see you next time. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.